Praise the Lord. And we have our online members all around the world. Can we greet them this night? What do we say? One more time. To all of them all around the world. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen. I'm telling you that there are more people connected to this vigil now on air than the people sitting down here. For our Bible study, I will answer two questions that somebody sent to me, two different people sent to me today. And it's very interesting. The person that sent it, this is the way you put it. Good day, sir. There is something trending everywhere now. That's the blood moon, said to be a sign of the end of times, as written in Joel 2:31. The last happened on 2003 to 2004. Now, April 14 to 15th, 2014, to repeat October 7 to 8, 2014. Next is April 4th to 5th and September 28th to 29th, 2015. It is called Tetrads. You know, the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar. The ongoing Tetrad coincides with two important Jewish holidays, Passover and Tabernacles. The April 2014 and April 2015 total lunar eclipses align with the Passover feast, while the October 2014 and September 2015 total lunar eclipses align with the Tabernacle feast, which is a separate calculation of its own. The tetrads fall on the first and seventh month of the Jewish calendar, respectively. The next is in 2032 to 2033. I'm wondering if it might be the last tetrads before the coming of the Lord, of the day of the Lord, as in Joel 2:31. I may not be elaborate enough, but you can check Google. I felt you should know this. This is from Sister Esther Harrison. She says she's a student. Praise God. And I would like to comment on it. I know I did sometimes earlier in the year. That should be around that same April. When some preachers around the world, particularly, what's his name again? Somebody Higgins. John Higgins or so. A very popular American preacher who seems to specialize on prophecies and particularly the things that concerns Israel as a nation. John Hagin, I think that's his name. Not Kenneth Higgins, John Hagin. It's a ministry. It's a very powerful preacher, and he's one of the most respected preachers in America. And he brought this out, and then it was in the newspaper, television stations where interviewing him, it was aired and everywhere in America. And what is happening is the total eclipse of the moon gives the moon the red, blood red color that scientists now call the blood moon. And according to their calculations and history and otherwise, it falls within some specific Jewish celebrations. And according to John Hagin, in his tracing it, I listened to him very well. And he says that each time it happened like that, something monumental takes place in Israel. Praise God. And because of it, it is creating waves, fear that the end of the time has come. Listen, church. We thank God for ministers like that and any ministry at all that will say something that will cause the attention of the whole world to the soon coming of the Lord and the soon end of the world systems. I will join my faith with him and promote it too, because this world needs to be told something that can caution them. Church, this world will not be forever. And those of you who come to this church here is a product of the move of God for the end time. What we are doing in this church, what produced this church, is part of the end time activity. We are not just another church. Tell me now, which television preacher on television now, that people will just hear him preach and give their life to Christ? Do they preach at all? All of them that have TV station, then they preach. Not be power in the show. Power and prophecy. Can it make anybody to become a Christian? Praise God. Somebody called earlier in the day and said that the first time he came across this television station, that he came across this ministry through a television program, that when he saw it, he was so excited. And that the second time, the day that you will hear it was on the 1st of October, that he had another thing again, another sermon on that day. That was his second time. And it was that same day that his wife gave birth to a baby boy. So he named the boy Moses Alu. Why didn't he name the child after his pastor? Praise the Lord. Why are people now running away from their churches after hearing the truth? Something is going on. So when you come here, please listen to what we are doing here. You don't know why God brought you here. It's the love of God. It's the mercy of God. I'm telling you, this is the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. I understand that Apostle Suleiman was criticizing me on his channel. He said, that man is there criticizing everybody. What does he know? Which power does he have? That there is somebody sitting in front of us here with a wheelchair, and he cannot heal him. And he's there talking and criticizing people. Then when he finished that, he began to demonstrate power. Praise the Lord. The whole Christianity is not in shortage of anointing. Somebody tell him, tell Suleiman, Christianity is not in shortage of anointing. It's not in shortage of prophets. It is in shortage of hearing the truth. It's the truth that there is shortage of. And we have the truth here in abundance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If I use the anointing to confront you, Suleiman, you will flop me down. That one, you pass me for that one. Praise the Lord. And I have something that where I stand, you cannot stand. Praise God. There's something I know that you do not know. Hallelujah. That is the truth. Amen. I am not known for miracles. I am known for opening the people's eyes to know the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blood moon, listen, church. Christ is not coming according to anybody, anything you are seeing anywhere around. Look, we have, before blood moon came, there are others that have come. We have Nostradamus. Listen carefully. I want to say this is because they are being recorded. And time will prove us wrong or right. And because they are being recorded, time will prove who is true and who is false. So what we are saying, we know it will be judged both here and hereafter. So we don't speak, those of us, that God has given us platform like this for the whole world to hear us. We must not talk anyhow. We must only speak when we are sure. Praise the Lord. And that is the confidence I have here to speak today. There was Nostradamus. There was a time. Oh, they say Nostradamus, I think the 18th century or 16th century, gave some, you know, a prophecy, one French seer. And that they are coming to pass one by one from Hitler, from First World War, Second World War, and all the things. And the whole world would say, he says certain things concerning the end time. And then one time, everybody is shaking. Praise the Lord. Another time again, Saint Malachi is a Catholic priest that gave a prophecy that stated the number of Catholic popes that will come on the scene. And he gave the number to be about 266 or 265 or so. He gave another 266 or so. And he started counting from a certain place. And suddenly, some few years back, people began to pick it up and see the fulfillment. And he described every pope, how he will look like. Up to the last one before this present one here, exactly how he will be, and that the last one will be the 260 something, and according to him, this is supposed to be the last one also. And that after this last one, the one that will come will be very, very wicked, very, very fierce, and things like that. After this one, according to him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And then we took it. I have preached on it. I think that is on the message, that title of Redemption is Nearer. I brought it out from various angles. All I brought that out was to point out how time is no more. And that our redemption is nearer than we think. But despite all that, I want to borrow a scripture from Apostle Paul, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. I quote it very often in this ministry, where Apostle Paul was telling the Thessalonian church, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. He said, "But of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction coming upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Then he emphasized verse 4 and verse 5. "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." If Christ is going to come as a thief in the night, it means he is going to take people by surprise. The coming of the Lord, praise the Lord. The coming of the Lord, he will come in a manner that will surprise, in fact, take everyone. When we say everyone, we mean the religious people. He will come as a thief in the night. Listen, God is known by his characteristics. We are talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ, his first coming that he came, were they expecting him? They were expecting him. They were expecting the coming of the Messiah. If not, they will not ask you, who are thou? Are you that prophet? Are you this? Are you Elias? Even in Matthew chapter 17, the disciples had to ask him, why did the scribes say that Elijah shall come first? They were all expecting the coming of the Messiah. But when he came, did they know? Amen. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When he came, they didn't know. When he will be coming the second time again, they will not know, because he did not come in their own perception of how he should come. The same way he's coming now, the way Jesus will come now, it will be the same way. It will be the same way. They have the idea of how he will come. Praise the Lord. Well, let me quickly add here that despite all the prophecy of St. Malachi, Jesus is not going to come according to St. Malachi. Jesus is not going to come according to any other man, not even William Marion Braham, who said, according to him, he said, I predict. He said it. I said it very confidently. He said this in 1960 something. I think 1963 or so. Or 1960. That, no. No, 1950 something. He said that out of the abundance of the revelations that he sees, he can say that after he gave all the revelations, he said he believes that those seven visions that Christ gave him, he said Christ gave him seven visions, that these seven things will come to pass before the coming of the Lord. And those visions are correct. We believe it. And each of them have come to pass exactly as he said it. Five of them have come to pass, remaining two. And then he now said, because of it, before it even fulfilled, he said that he believed that all these prophecies will come to pass by 1977. And people who believed him at that time, they kept their, everybody was preparing in 1977, by 1977, by 1977, the prophet had spoken by 1977. Only a few of the believers or followers of his ministry at that time even could, you know, dare to say it. Told all of them, say by 77. By 1973, he was saying, people like Raymond Jackson in America, he was telling them, 1977, we come and go, we shall all be here. Why did he say so? He said, he is coming not according to any man, he's coming as it is written of him. There are things that we have to watch out for. Because no man is to set any dates. No. But the season, we will know the season. Oh, but the day and the hour, we will not know until that hour. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because even after the same Raymond Jackson fought those who were telling, saying that by 1977, when it came to around the year 1995, 96, 97, Raymond Jackson again, because of the abundance of revelation he received, he also spoke confidently in his interpretation of Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. He was saying that by 2004, that the rapture should take place. And the followers of his teachings were re-echoing it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was also a follower of his ministry. But the God of heaven, before whom I stand today, my wife is the witness. The preachers, I was not a pastor, I was an ordinary church member in a church that believed that we were promoting it. I remember I went to one of them and I told them that, no, that date 2004 is wrong. By the same scripture, interpreting the same scripture, I remember how they shut me up. Well, I was just an ordinary church member, but I quickly told them that I say that you cannot confuse me. My eyes are open. I told my pastor, and I had a talk so. 2004 passed, and I went back to meet one of them. 2004 don't pass, so 2005 don't pass, so we are still here. Can you listen to me now? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Because they were taking their calculation from AD 33. And right there, I read the same scripture. I said, no, you are giving a wrong interpretation. According to the history that fulfilled this scripture, pick your calculation from AD 70. If you pick AD 70, then you are taking a different date of fulfillment for the day of grace to end. You calculate from AD 70. They were calculating from AD 33. Copy, because a man they respect said from AD 33. Therefore, copy, they follow him. Even if the man make mistake, they will follow him. Now lie. Now Raymond Jackson talk him. So he's correct. I believe now they are looking at that scripture again. Praise the Lord. It's not coming according to any man. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did he say? Jesus himself said. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. Can somebody help me read it? That is our key. This is the spirit of prophecy speaking. Then said I, lo, this spirit is the spirit of Christ. I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. This is the Spirit of Christ speaking. I come in the volume of the book. And in verse 39 of John chapter 5, where Jesus Christ was telling those disciples, can we read it? John chapter 5, verse 39, telling those blind Pharisees and Sadducees. What did he say? Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. Christians all over the world. He said, and they are they which testify of me. The scriptures. Verse 40. And you will not come to me that you might have life. Instead, you are looking at blood moon. You are looking at Nostradamus. You are looking at whatever else you want to look at. Saint Malachi. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's the truth. Okay. Now. The signs that point to the end time. All the signs, they are in the Bible. They are in the Bible. Everybody is looking for signs. Give your life to Christ. You will not give your life to Christ. You are waiting until you will see the whole world is shaking. Grr. Then you say, ha! And you go, Jesus. God is wiser than that. This God we serve is wiser than that. I told you the other day, when somebody said his brother, that he has been preaching to give your life to Christ, now give your life to Christ. He said, I beg. They still drinking and then. But then, you know, one thing about the gospel is if you are speaking the truth, it is a seed. You know, don't think that they are not hearing you. No matter how they yap you, then they laugh. Get away. Drop it. Just drop it. If they enter, at the appropriate time, it will be activated. Don't stop to preach to anybody. Any opportunity you have, drop the word. If he slap you, don't worry. He don't enter. At the appropriate time, he will remember. If he doesn't remember it here, he will remember it in hell. Do you understand? If he doesn't remember it here, he will remember it in hell. And so, that young man was by a railway crossing along for Ikeja. You know along bus stop. You know something along bus stop on the way to Agegede. You know there's a railway crossing. You know Nigerian train makes a lot of noise. You know it was passing. Then suddenly he saw he didn't know that train was coming. He said, "Hey, the day of the Lord. Hey, the word is ready. Oh God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." He was crying. Say, "What did happen?" Then the conductor said, "Train they pass." Because somebody told him that the last day there will be confusion. Molue will jam Molue. Train will jam train. Aeroplane will jam aeroplane. Okada will jam Okada. Keke will jam Keke. Cars will jam everywhere. Confusion. So he thought that was a confusion. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I don't know how he would have been feeling if he were in a country like Japan, prone to earthquake. Where you are sitting, small time, you see your building, they dance. Everywhere they dance, they go. For some few minutes, then he stops. Maybe it will make him give his life to Christ too. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, verse 11 and verse 12. This is the way he put it. They must have been disturbing him, disturbing him, disturbing him. Hallelujah. And the Pharisees came forth, verse 11 and verse 12, and began to question with him, Jesus now, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation." Why are you looking for a sign? Why are you waiting for something to happen before you give your life to Christ? And they disturb him further in Matthew 16. Go to Matthew 16. They must have been disturbing him because, you know, he kept preaching and the things that he was saying was scaring the people. Matthew 16. The first four verses of Matthew 16. And the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times?" Can you not discern, understand the signs of the time? And he added, "The only sign that will be given to you," verse 4. He said, "A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign." I repeat, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. This is the words of Jesus. "And there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas." A sign of the prophet Jonas. So something happened around a prophet that was supposed to be a sign to that generation. I'm going somewhere else. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that same God is the same. He changed not. In this generation also, there will be no other sign other than the sign of another prophet. It's a sign. A serious sign. Hallelujah. Say, "Don't you discern the signs of the time?" Which time? The end time sign. Church, The end time sign is Malachi chapter 4. Let's read it. Verse 5 and verse 6. That is the sign, and I'll prove it to you. It's not blood moon. Blood moon is a natural occurrence. It's an eclipse. Because the earth is moving round the sun. The moon is moving round the earth. And in the course of their movement, there will be a time in the course of movement that the moon will come between the sun, the earth will come between the sun and the moon, and what it will give forth to the moon, the moon will produce, will be that color shed there that sheds it. And it is happening everywhere. The last one that it happened, we saw it in this part of the world. The thing is continuing. 2 days ago, it was seen in America and in North America. I watched it. And they followed it and they hear what they talk. Blood moon. And people stood there for all night. They were busy with their telescope. They want to see because they know it is a one time. You don't see such, often in your lifetime. Malachi chapter 4. Verses 5 and verse 6. Listen, I say that is the sign for the end time. Catch it. He said, behold, I will send you. Listen, take note that this, where I am quoting, is the last book in the Old Testament. It is the last chapter, and it is the last verse of the Old Testament. And it is pointing to the end of God's program for salvation. People who are spiritual, they will take note. Now let's read it again. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. Who will he send? Say, let me hear you. When? Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. From this verse alone, if you are reading this scripture, are you going to look out for blood moon or look out for Elijah? Am I talking to somebody? Are there no believers here? Are there no believers here? If you are reading the Bible, are you going to look out with your telescope to look out for blood moon, for any movement in the sky? Or you are going to watch out for Elijah? Now, I will reason with you if you tell me now that you are still waiting for the Elijah. That will sound more reasonable. That is true. You have understood that there is the expectation before the end. Before the end, God will send Elijah. Therefore, but let it be that your problem is how to identify the Elijah, rather than to take your eyes away from that scripture and be looking at the sky with telescope or blood moon. And you're a pastor. It's a shame on you. Praise God. We are not scientists. Hallelujah. We don't use science to preach the gospel. We use the scripture. We use the scripture to preach the gospel. Am I talking to somebody here? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read it again. He will come and do something. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. He will do that before God will come and smite the earth with a curse. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Take note that Elijah, hallelujah, has the rapturing anointing. He has the rapturing anointing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I told you the other day, I said, it's not coincidence. People who are study the Bible, don't study scientific things like that. So that you'll be thinking very well. How come this man, Elijah, like I said the other day, Elijah, do you know his father, his mother? No! Nothing recorded about his father or his mother. And one thing is, God, the Bible tells us, the chariot came from above and took him away. There is no grave to look for Elijah on earth. Where was Elijah buried? No way. That anointing is a rapturing anointing. Therefore, when God said, I will send Elijah, he's telling you he's going to send a rapturing anointing. Anointing that will prepare you for the rapture. They will search for your grave on earth here. They will not see your grave. Hallelujah. I was saying on Sunday, and then I have put in a booklet something that will make you understand the ministry of William Branham, the end time message, messenger. And then I also use the put another write-up on the numerology of God, how God uses numbers. That is how we are able to know one is beginning and like that. Three is perfection, and then four is deliverance, five is grace, and six the number of a man, and then seven, perfection. Praise the Lord. Like that, and eight is the number of a new beginning, and then on and on, up to God, and it ends in 666. He counts from 1 to 666. That's God's number. Now there you end. Praise God. So the first, we are printing it a booklet, a very interesting one. We also added one, your pastor, there. So that when you read and finish. And then there also, in that same booklet, we have also put, behold the Antichrist. The calculation, because it says here is wisdom. That number is the number of a man. That's 666. It's the number of a man. He said, here is wisdom. And then there's a calculation. And then we added it there in that booklet. Praise God. Something you should know. I know that book will be very interesting. It will stare, cause a stare. Some people go see and like this, they are head go. It is to open the eyes of the bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord.